In the course of studying the book of Acts on Sunday nights, we were talking, I think, toward the end of one session, and all of a sudden I just remembered something that I thought was really important, and it seemed like it was important to the ones who were sitting there. So I'll repeat it here, not exactly, but somewhat. You wonder sometimes how they were able to accomplish the things that they did. There are some amazing stories there. And they're not stories, they're history. And you see people who were leaving their normal way of life and doing things that are extraordinary, going places, leading people to Christ, battling with demonic induced behavior, working with people who are obstinate and troublesome, problematic, having all kinds of issues resolved, that, I don't know, sometimes they seem like they're pretty impossible to try to solve. And then there are the situations where they have goals of going farther, doing better, traveling, to lead people to Christ, to start churches. Peter and Paul are primarily the folks involved, but that's not really true. They're just the ones who are spoken of. This was going on, oh boy, I don't know how many different people because we don't have it recorded. But Luke will record Barnabas and other people that were, a part of the trip. Luke himself. You had John Mark. I can't remember everybody. I'm not really looking at the text at this point, but just thinking back. And there were so many people praying for others and seeing, as I said, thousands of people coming to Christ, and lots of churches started in some pretty, I don't want to call them remote areas, but different areas in the Asian Peninsula, not China, of course, but, Turkey and Galatia's Turkey. Cities that have names that we don't even recognize. Antioch, and then there's Pisidian Antioch, and a lot of different places. Some of the letters we have, Thessalonica, Colossae, Ephesus. But how were they able to accomplish these things? How was this done? Well, the Lord had done something through a pagan nation that really contributed. Really contributed to the ability to do all these things and to go to all these places and then to be able to communicate with people once they got there. And those things have been summarized as three, and they are the Roman roads, the peace of Rome, and the Koine Greek language. All these things are attributable to Rome. And Rome was raised up by God. Every nation, if you understand Scripture, every king, every Caesar, every leader, every political component and personality is raised up by God some way, somehow. And that's true of Rome. Rome had this ability to conquer all kinds of people in all kinds of places. Not only were they militarily superior, they're also incredible engineers. They had this idea of constructing roads that were the shortest route possible between two points, which means that there's all kinds of engineering and difficulties, and various problems with creeks and marshes and forests cut through and bedrock channeled, mountainsides cut into. These had to have bridges. Once all that was done, the roads had to be leveled and reinforced with supporting walls and terracing, and then to maintain them, which they were for, it seems, well over 800 years, they were able to rapidly, therefore, deploy their troops and the wheeled vehicles that supplied them with food and equipment were able to travel a lot easier. Roads were also one of the ways that Rome could demonstrate its authority, which it did with a passion. So these roads demonstrated that Rome was superior to other cultures, at least symbolically, but I think also literally. The roads are really an accomplishment that goes beyond something that you would normally think of when you think of Rome, but it made it easier for Paul and others to go from here to there when they couldn't have otherwise gone so easily. I mean, there's a lot of ground that Paul covers, from Jerusalem all the way over to Macedonia. And that's a lot of ground for a man to cover, either on horseback or on foot or in a boat. But most of it, if you look at the map of Paul's missionary journeys, looks like it was covered on ground. So the Roman roads contributed to that. I guess you get the point. Then there's also the Pax Romana, which is the peace of Rome, which Rome enforced. And we know that that was their goal always, to have peace at all costs. They would squelch a rebellion in no time and make sure that their leadership in whatever location continued to keep the Pax Romana. So this is something that means that between normally hostile factions would be brought in underneath the Caesars and the ones who were the rulers in the various places, and they wanted nothing more than peace. So a man could travel. People could go from here to there and find similar ideas, and in the places where they went, where those people wanted peace also. So it cut down on robbers and vandals and all that kind of thing. So it wasn't near as dangerous as it would have been otherwise. So that contributed to the spreading of the gospel as well. And then there is the language. The language, of course, is the Koine, or the common Greek, and it was spoken all over the place. And it was a real help to have the language be the same everywhere you go. where people could understand you, even though they might have a native tongue of one particular language, they would still know the Koine Greek, and this enabled communication, which is really important, of course, as well as the other two things, to being able to spread the gospel. Here's a little quote from a website called Got Questions. You can find all kinds of information out there. I just grabbed this one. Here's the quote. Not only was Koine Greek common in the sense that it enjoyed widespread usage throughout the Roman Empire, but it was also common in the sense that it was not the language of the intellectual and academic elites. Classical Greek was used by the educated class. Koine Greek was the language of the working man, the peasant, the vendor, and the housewife. There was nothing pretentious about it. It was the vernacular or vulgar language of the day. The great works of Greek literature were written in classical Greek. No scholar today would care to study anything written in Koine Greek except for the fact that it is the language of the New Testament. God wanted his world to be accessible to everyone, and he chose the common language of the day. So you can see that these three items, the Pax Romana, the Via Romana, or the roads of Rome, and the Koine Greek all contributed to the fact, or the success, rather, of the evangelistic efforts that you see in Acts and later. This is really incredible that God would put all that together, but this is what God does. He puts things together so that they suit his strategy and his planning, that the plan would be successful. So this is something I just wanted to share with you. And also, I want to remind you that we're in a similar situation today. We in the United States have this ability to travel throughout the United States and literally the world. I mean, there are some places you can't go, and you know, there are issues, just like always. But we have a common road system. The interstate road system is a marvel, even though it's full of holes in some places. The language, English, is the, I think I've heard, I'm not quite sure what the exact percentage would be, but the most widely spread and widely used language in the entire world. And we have somewhat of a justice system. We can't really control the world, but the civilization is such that you can keep yourself safe, at least to some degree. At least in the United States, you would think. It depends. I mean, you know, there are pockets of places that you would be wise to be very, very careful in, but all those things are still in place. And the question that comes to my mind is, are people taking advantage of that, like Paul and like Peter? Would there be a different result if there were people who were as fearless as they, moving out, interrupting their lives, and devoting themselves to winning the world to Christ? Just a thought, something that we need to, I think, take seriously. What would be the results if we did? Well, until we see each other again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you shalom, or give you peace.